Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, April 18th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Russian missile strikes killed 6 people in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, local Ukrainian authorities say. It's a sign that Moscow's weapons remain a threat far from the conflict's front lines. Russia's defense ministry said its missiles struck 16 targets in Ukraine, though it didn't mention Lviv as among the locations targeted. In the besieged port city Mariupol, Ukrainian troops rejected Russia's ultimatum that they either surrender or face destruction by Moscow's forces. China says its economic growth accelerated in the first quarter, expanding 4.8% from a year earlier, beating market expectations. This despite growing COVID-19 outbreaks that have led to lockdowns and other restrictions. Also, official data showed retail sales fell more than analysts had expected in March, as pandemic restrictions shut stores and kept people at home. The head of electric vehicle maker Rivian is warning that the sector is facing a potential shortage of battery supplies that could pose a greater challenge than the current chip supply crunch. CEO RJ Scaringe says building enough batteries will be among the biggest hurdles for the EV industry, which is trying to increase sales from a few million today to tens of millions within the decade. Stocks in Asia ended lower, while many European markets remained closed for the day after Easter. U.S. stock futures fell following the long holiday weekend, and Bank of America is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.